Welcome to the Let's Doula It podcast. My name is Anne Glover and I'm a birth and postnatal doula working here in our gorgeous wee Northern Ireland. I also teach the wonderful Mongan Method hypnobirthing course, and I do have to say it has amazing results. I'm owner of motherdoula.com, co-founder of Northern Ireland's first doula collective, Doulas of Northern Ireland. So I started this podcast as a means of raising awareness of doulas in Northern Ireland and to chat about who we are, what we do, why doulas do what we do. And listeners have asked for information on resources and what's available in Northern Ireland to support their birthing journey, which has led to some fabulous guests talking about their own personal birthing experiences and also guests chatting about the services they offer. So please join me in welcoming new guests to this podcast. So welcome to today's episode of Let's Doula It. My name is Anne Glover and I'll be your host as we chat to today's guests, the first doula collective in Northern Ireland, the Doulas of Northern Ireland, who coincidentally we are celebrating our second anniversary. Well, it was actually yesterday. But we're just heading into our third year together as a doula collective. And we've had a fantastic time together, especially the year 2021, despite the pandemic. And we're going to talk more about that as the podcast proceeds. So we're going to begin just by introducing ourselves. And I'm going to ask the question that I ask all my guests is like, how many children do you have? And what ages are they? So who's going to go first? Let me see. Can I start with you, please, Tara?
And you're going to ask me to go first. So yeah, I'm Tara and I have three kids. So I have Seth, who is 9, Eli, who is 7, and Gracie, who is 4. And they're the reason why I started all of this work. And they're the inspiration for all the work that I do. So life is busy, but it's great.
Lovely. So we'll come back to you in a wee minute then about more about how you got started and what other services you provide. And we're going to move on now to Ali, please.
Hi, I'm Ali, and I have two boys, Ryan, who is 8, and Leo, who is 5.
Thank you, Ali. And Sarah.
I'm Sarah. I have 2 children. My oldest is 14. He's a teenage boy. That's a very interesting stage of life, I must say. Not so pleasant for the parents. And then I have a lovely 9-year-old girl, Isabella.
Lovely. And I actually haven't actually said to anyone yet, but I have 3 grown-up children. I'm not going to disclose their ages because they're all over 21. So I have 2 boys, Aaron and Adam, and a girl, Danielle, who are all making their own ways in life now. But I do sympathise with you, Sarah, with the teenage years. I remember them very vividly. And I think that's one reason why whenever we're working with mums and newborns, with all the stresses and the challenges and the jubilations that come with a newborn, it's just every phase of life with having a child can be so different. And we do all get through it. A few wrinkles, but we get there, don't we? Okay, so let's talk then why we all work together. And I'm sure the listeners are thinking, what is a collective? You know, why are we doing what we're doing? So who wants to talk a wee bit about the doula collective? I think Sarah wants to.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm happy to go. You know, I think the idea of a doula collective started a long time ago. And whenever you were just starting to work as a doula, and the inspiration for this was actually another doula who's no longer doulaing. But the idea of a collective is that we come together and we support each other's as well as the clients in kind of in a lovely manner, if I can say. So it's about really support for one another and support for women and babies and their families. So that we can nurture each other's and we can also complement our skills and offer kind of more of a variety of skills to learn, and we can support each other's backups as well if things happen during encore periods or for other things. I think one of the most successful things we actually had last year as a collective was running a workshop, the Empowering Birth workshop, where we all came together and worked with women and their partners about, you know, what birth is going to look like and labor and how their partners can support them and what does the postnatal period look after, what is hypnobirthing. So we all pitched into the workshop, and the women and their partners could really benefit from the experience and expertise of the four of us collectively.
Yeah, that's excellent. I do remember that because I actually missed the actual the day because I had to go to birth. But yeah, we'd all put the work in. So that was, yeah, that was amazing. Yeah, so you can tell, listeners, that there are four of us in this collective, and we have all our little quirks, if I say, if that's not the right thing to say. So I am called Anne, the mother doula, and we've got Sarah, the Italian doula, as you can tell from her luscious accent. And we have Ali, the crafty doula, and I'm going to let Ali explain why she's the crafty doula in a minute. And we have Tara, the yogi doula. So we're all a wee bit self-explanatory. But maybe, Alison, do you want to tell us a wee bit about you, why you call yourself the crafty doula, or why we call you the crafty doula? And what your expertise, the talents that you bring to the collective?
Well, I think I got the name the crafty doula from yourself, but I do a lot of crafts when I get a chance to, a lot of different crafts, sewing, knitting, crochet, and other things. So I really enjoy that as a way of relaxing. And I am a relatively new doula, but I like to focus on the postnatal care. That's my real passion, is being there for the families in that newborn phase when everything can be a bit crazy, and trying to take some of that craziness away, making it a lot calmer, and helping just get things done that need to be done so that the family doesn't need to worry about that and they can concentrate on the new baby and the mum and everything like that. I have about 4 years of breastfeeding peer support, so I think that's one of the big things I bring to the collective. So I obviously can speak to anybody if they need direct breastfeeding support, or if one of the other doulas has a client and they're having a few issues, then I can always suggest a few ideas to maybe help things along.
Yeah, absolutely vital. So thank you for that, Alison. That's great. Yeah. And it's so important, like, to have this postnatal support. I know most of us are trained in the postnatal doulaing aspect, but today, you know, we've had clients, we have them all prepared for birth and you know, not thinking so much, a little bit maybe, about the newborn stage. And it's really quite really, really important to have this extra support for the postnatal, just as you explained there why it is. I think a lot more focus is going to be on the postnatal support as well as a way forward. Okay, thanks, Alison. So Tara, do you want to share with us then why we call you the yogi doula?
Yeah, so I'm the yogi doula. I've been offering yoga bellies for pregnancy classes in Belfast and the surrounding areas for the last 8 years. And I specialise in yoga for the female form, so from pregnancy, postnatal, right through to beyond, and those even embarking on a fertility journey. And that really all started for me after the birth of my first child, whenever I struggled with pubic symphysis. And I actually had it so badly that I ended up in a wheelchair. And it really perked up my interest in the pelvis and what we can do to help ourselves recover and recuperate after birth. And yoga was what helped me get back on my feet. So I turned that into something positive and gathered a really great network of people around me. Yeah, just started to offer out yoga classes, and then opened my wee studio there about 18 months ago. And I have a real interest in the pelvis and biomechanics and optimal positioning for birth. And then that's what then led me into becoming a doula. It was just kind of a natural progression, and working alongside you guys. We all bring different things to the table, and what we're trying to do is support and nurture families, but we support and nurture each other, which has been so lovely, especially through the last couple of years through the pandemic. So yeah, I offer yoga alongside the doula work and some hypnobirthing as well, so it all works nicely together.
Yeah, we all sort of it's almost like weaving something, like weaving our doula's experience and talents and skills all together. Yeah.
But when you work in this world, you know, the birth world, you're never going to know everything, because things change all the time. And when the four of us are working together, there's a fair chance that one of us will know it or one of us will experience it. And then, you know, we can always go out and signpost clients to people that we know of or that we've worked alongside. So yeah, it's great being part of a collective.
Yeah, absolutely. And Sarah, so Sarah is our Italian doula, she's nobody else's, she's ours. And the other thing about our collective is that we can cover the whole region of Northern Ireland, which is great. So Sarah and Ali are up in the North Coast. So Sarah, do you want to tell us a wee bit about your doula journey?
I've been a doula for a long time now. Yes. 8 years. It feels like a long time. I trained in 2014, March 2014. I did my training, and my first client was in the autumn of 2014. And yes, I'm based on the North Coast, but I do cover quite a lot of Northern Ireland. So I support the clients from Derry to south of Belfast. And I also supported clients virtually when, for one reason or another, it wasn't possible to be there in person. So I recently had the experience of supporting a return client, so someone that had supported during the first birth at the time in Derry, but she now lives in London. So over the summer, when she was expecting twins, she was looking for doula support, and she contacted me, and we worked a way so that she would have the benefit of a doula in her pocket that she could message and call at any point whenever she wanted to discuss anything, chat about anything, about pregnancy and her birth plan and what she was hoping for and how she would go about getting the support she needed in London, but with me supporting her from the North Coast.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You say we can do anything whenever we've got each other to support each other through this pandemic. We find ways. And so even though we're based in Northern Ireland, I'm primarily for pregnant mummies and pregnant people in Northern Ireland, we can reach out when needed, which is a lovely wee story. Thank you for sharing that with us, Sarah. So the other thing that we've done recently as well, which has been just fitted in lovely with our second birthday, is Sarah put together some infographics for 2021, because we were busy, weren't we? We were rather busy, and it was lovely just to get all our information together and have it in a wee diagram. So if you're interested, listeners, in finding out, you know, how we did, what we were up to, you can find the information on Instagram, doulasni, and also Facebook. I believe it's on Facebook as well. Is that right, Sarah? Yeah. So please have a wee look. You'd be interested to see that we were able to 30 births we supported. I think it was about 30 births. And as doulas, of course, we support all types of births. And I like to get this in because sometimes people think we're only there for the natural physiological birth, but we support the client to have the birth that she is planning on, and also to be there for whenever birth takes a little diversion unexpectedly. So what else would we tell our client or tell our listeners about ourselves? What about we talked a wee bit about the struggles of COVID, but maybe, I mean, everyone's struggling with COVID and the pandemic. And as I said, we had to be more adaptable and flexible just, you know, with our practice. But, you know, we also, are, you know, pick up the COVID as well. We have families who are have the COVID, and maybe might be interested in just to maybe say how we can support the families that way with four of us supporting each other. So Tara, have you a story you want to tell us?
Well, yeah, as you mentioned, it's been a really challenging time for everyone. And December there was one of our busiest periods. And I myself actually stopped teaching yoga in the studio for December to work alongside you guys to support our clients kind of on a rota basis. And then I unfortunately got COVID. And was so upset, so worried about the fact that I wouldn't be able to support some of the clients that I was due to support. But it was so wonderful to be able to call on you guys to step in. And because we're a collective and work so closely together, the clients that I was going to be supporting had already met, you know, Anne and Sarah. So it was a really smooth transition into to you guys supporting them. And then on the flip side, when some of the other clients maybe got COVID, then I was able to step in and support. So it was a month of lots of challenges and just really worked out with being part of a collective and being able to still support all the clients in the way that we promised them that we would. And I know that our clients were so thankful and so glad that we were all there to be able to offer that support.
Yeah, it's so true. And there's some really lovely testimonials now coming in for all the support that we give the clients. So please, listeners, look out for that as well. But yes, that is one of the benefits, a huge benefit of being part of a collective. And we some of the reasons that we come together is that we are all Doula UK doulas. So we obviously have the same philosophy, we abide by the same code of conduct, and that I find is really important as well, because once our clients are aware of that, it all sits so much easier. You know, there's no issues, no problems around that. So just a wee bit about Doula UK, you know, why we are Doula UK doulas. You know, they are committed to continual learning and professional development. And I say this because I know, for example, Tara, you've been doing more training in your continued learning and professional development. So do you want to tell us a wee bit about that? Because I think the listeners would be interested in that as well.
Yeah, so I love to learn, and everything that I do kind of turn my hand to revolves around birth and babies. And I recently started to train in reflexology to offer just as a different service to some of my clients. And yeah, so I finished that on Saturday with my final exams, and I've passed. So now I started to offer out the offer out reflexology to to anyone who would love to come. And the benefits of reflexology are just so wonderful. You know, at the very least, it's going to reduce stress and tension in the body. And, you know, in the world we're living in at the moment, I think we're all partial to a bit of stress and tension. Yeah. You never know what's going on from one day to the next. So, yeah, it's great to be able to offer that. And I've been doing it on babies and kids. I trained in baby and kids reflexology years ago. So I've been doing it on the babies and the children. So now it's time to help the mummies with some reflexology. So it's been really nice. And yeah, I was just telling you guys before we started recording that my exam was on Saturday morning, and I got a call on Friday night to go to a birth. So again, that all worked out with a little support from you guys. So yeah.
Excellent. There we go. I'm sure the listeners are really getting the idea now, like how important it is to be part of this collective for us busy doulas, and how comforting it is for clients to know when they book any of us that we have this amazing backup and support, whether virtually.
Yeah, and we know if that's going to be a possibility. You know, we know with our diaries and our commitments that there might be a phase where there's a possibility that we'll need backup. So the clients will always get to know all of us first. So, you know, they will know who they are, and they have seen us and got speaking to us. So,
yeah, absolutely. So we've talked a lot about doulas and the doula collective. And just before we finish off, because I think our time's starting to run out, I think it's nice for listeners to know, what do we do when we're not doulaing? You know, what? Let's see. Sarah, do you want to tell us what you do when you're not being a doula?
That's an interesting question. I do a lot. it's no secret that I'm kind of a more of a part-time doula, because I'm also a lecturer at the university in something that's entirely unrelated to doulaing, which is marine science. But another thing I do, which is related to doulaing, is actually I'm a volunteer for Doula UK. I'm the volunteer for that supports the approval of new courses under the Doula UK umbrella. So I work with course providers that want to have their courses approved or reapproved. You know, we discuss their ideas as moving forward. We discuss things, how to support course providers and so on. So Doula UK has a series of courses that are approved that then can, basically, people that decide to undertake those courses and they complete them, they can become members of Doula UK and be supported by the Doula UK community. And another thing that I do that it's related to doulaing, but it's not really birth or postnatal support, and it's something that Tara also does, is support people that have undergone trauma or they're experiencing trauma that's related maybe to previous birthing experience through a process which is called the three-step process, that it's kind of guided meditation that really helps disconnecting those kind of feelings that might be related to the birth experience, and that helps them moving forward in their lives.
Yeah, thank you for that, because I have some clients who have done the three-step rewind with either yourself or Tara and have said how amazing it was as well, but also I've had clients who've used it in the postnatal period around breastfeeding trauma as well. So I think it can be, doesn't have to be related to babies or pregnancy, can be for any trauma. Yeah,
it's really any kind of trauma. And actually, I have worked with the person I train with, funny enough, to get rid of seasickness when I work at sea, and it worked really well. So it's about all those kind of physical and emotional, you know, feelings that might be related to something that could be upsetting. So for me, feeling seasick is very upsetting, but the three-step process really helped getting rid of that link between more, it's more about the expectation of feeling sick and feeling sick. So yes, it can be used for many different things, and people have used it for allergies too, and to reduce the symptoms of allergies, and they seem to be working very effectively. People have used it for deep fears, like fears of spiders and other things.
Wow. Yeah. Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. So, busy woman. Ali, do you want to tell us a wee bit about what you do? 4 minutes left.
I won't take too long. So I work in IT part-time. Then I am obviously a volunteer peer supporter for breastfeeding for the NHS Trust local to me. And I do volunteer with a cat rescue as well. And then if I get a chance to do a bit of my crafting, I do that.
Oh, maybe have to change your name then, Ali, from the crafty doula to something else, if it's going to take lower precedence, isn't it? Thank you for that, Ali. And Tara?
I work hard through the week, and just when we get towards the weekend, love to be doing stuff with the kids. So they're very into their sports, so gymnastics with Gracie and golf and cycling with the boys. So that takes up a lot of the weekend. And when I can, I love to get out with my friends, have a coffee, have a chat. And I do a wee bit of volunteering with a charity called VoiPIC. So it works with kids and young people who are coming here in the care system. So I do some mentoring and some yoga with them.
Excellent. Thank you so much. And I'm just going to say a wee bit what I do as well, just in case the listeners are interested as well. So I do a wee bit of volunteering, like Sarah, with Doula UK. Like this afternoon, I'll be running an introductory session on people who are interested in becoming a doula. I'll spend some time doing that. I'm also the area rep for Doula UK. I also volunteer with AIMS organisation as well, doing a bit of campaigning, trying to get Northern Ireland on the map as well, as a lot of the improvement in maternity services evolve around England. So it's nice to have Northern Ireland as one of the four nations with AIMS as well. So we'll do a bit of that. In my free time, I'll try to do a wee bit of running. Really good for stress relief, for clearing your head and thinking, what am I doing? It's absolutely amazing. Teaching hypnobirthing, massive hobby of mine. So that's a hobby. It's part of my job and I absolutely love it. But like yourself, Tara, and wee bit of knitting. Always get something on the needles clicking away too, just like you, Ali. So doulas, thank you so much for coming together this morning, taking just half an hour out of our busy lives, doulaing and doing everything else that we do. And I just want to finish off by thanking the listeners for tuning in. And if you want to find out more about us, obviously check our website, doulasni. We have a lovely Instagram page, Facebook as well. Or you can also look at each of us individually and you can get all those connections through the doulasni website. So thank you once again. Enjoy your day, everyone, and goodbye.